The last thing the devil wants you to do is hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will do anything to keep your mind, your eyes, your ears off the message of the gospel.
Hell is a real place. Men may laugh and they may make jokes about the existence of such a place as hell. Natural instinct is either to ignore it, to not think about it whatsoever, or to deny it. Men really don't want to hear about hell, and they want to make it the brunt of jokes. They want to make the devil to be a little horned figure with a pitchfork, because they don't want to hear that their sin one day is going to be punished in such a way that, I want to tell you, defies description. It defies description. And so they make statements to the effect, once the jokes are over and past and beyond, it's something like, well, you know, God is such a God of love and mercy that he wouldn't punish somebody in hell for it. God is saying, in essence, I don't bend my law. I will not tolerate sin to go unpunished. I will not wink my eye. I will not pass over transgression. Sin must be punished. God is love. Blessed be his name for that truth. But God is holy. And this God loves holiness. This God loves purity. The only two emotions proper to God are love and wrath. Love and wrath. You young people who know not the Lord, you listen to me. There will be no tears from your mom and dad on that day. Plenty of tears in this life. They have pled with you, they have prayed for you to come to Jesus Christ, to turn from your life of sin, to put your trust in him. And you have laughed and spurned all their pleas. But on that day, when the Lord says, bind him hand and foot, your mom and dad who have been redeemed are going to say, amen. God's will be done. Everything changes that day. How you look at things completely changed that day.